Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. I paused significantly while I waited for you to point at yourself.
Oh my goodness. Anyway.
How's it going, Brandon?
Better than last week.
Yeah, we didn't record last. We didn't do a Halloween episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is our Halloween episode.
Sure.
Sure. I don't know. Whatever.
You had no voice.
No, not really.
Or when you did have a voice, it sounded a little like you were possessed.
Yeah. And I was tired and crabby, too.
Yeah, also that, yeah. So, anyway, you've been sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been sick-ish, but, like, mostly trying to fight it off and...
Feeling a bit better now, that's all good.
Yeah, so...
In the rear view mirror now.
Yeah, and we've got a bunch of stuff coming up.
Yeah. I mean, it's 'tis the season.
Apparently. So, let's just, like, quickly catch up here. We, spoiler-free gut reaction, we have finished Agatha All Along.
We did, yes.
It was a two-episode finale on the 30th, the day before Halloween. Spoiler-free gut reaction. Brandon, what did you think?
I liked the series.
Mm-hmm.
Did it stick the landing? Mostly.
Fair.
Mostly.
Okay. We never did a spoiler-free gut reaction to episode 7. What'd you think of that one?
That's one of the best episodes of Disney Plus in general.
I think it's one of the best episodes of television in general.
Wow.
I said what I said.
Okay.
We are going to talk Agatha All Along in next episode.
We are indeed.
Yes. So that gives you a little bit of time to catch up. If you haven't watched it, shame on you. Go watch it now.
Yeah, it's really good.
And you can extend spooky season a little bit longer then.
Witches are in right
Witches
now.
Witches are super in.
Wicked is coming soon. So.
That's right. I said, like, I'm in my witchy... Oh, if I was there, I'm in my witchy era. There you go. Yeah. Now I'm hip and with it.
Hip saying, and also with
saying
it.
Saying the thing that is...
Yeah.
What is your nerd thing this week, Brandon?
I don't really have one.
It was Halloween.
It was Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
We carved pumpkins.
Yeah, yeah. What'd
that
you
was
get?
Fun.
What'd you carve?
I carved a kind of lopsided Hydra logo.
It was really good.
No, it was not.
It was.
But it was okay. Mm-hmm. And then I was really proud of a nice throwback internet meme pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an elder millennial.
Like we are.
And we're on the internet in roughly 2002.
Which I wasn't, but you showed me the thing later.
I carved a Trogdor pumpkin from the StrongBadHomestarRunner.com flash video website thing way back in the day, and it's funny if you know what I'm talking about. Well, too bad for you.
So, I was not on the internet in 2002, but you did show me Trogdor later, after I met you.
He's a dragon.
He is a dragon.
He's a man.
And
he was a
he's a dragon man.
or maybe just a dragon.
Anyway, I enjoyed that, and I thought it was really funny that you had this idea to do.
It turned out really good.
It did.
I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
One, so
I posted pictures. I posted like a reel and stuff like that with all of our pumpkins. But make sure you check that out on Instagram and comment if you know what or I guess who Trogdor is.
He's burninating.
He is
the countryside.
He's a burninator. Yeah. I was less. Specific, I guess. I did a witch, and then I did a kitty.
I liked yours.
Thank you. That was part of my witchy era.
Yeah.
Also, I painted 12 pumpkins.
You did? Yes.
And I had
mini,
a theme.
Mini pumpkins.
Mini, little mini ones. And each one was Marvel character. I paid particular attention to the original Avengers. I also had Miss Minutes in there because Miss Minutes is already orange.
It makes it easier to paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I had, you know, some representation across the Marvel universe anyway. And I thought.
You only had one villain, though.
No, I didn't. Miss Minutes.
I guess Miss Minutes is kind of a villain.
Yeah. Mostly. I know I did think that, but I was like, if I'm only going to have one, it should definitely be... I was trying to think of someone really random who I would never do. I did Thanos. I got nothing.
Yeah. The random dark elf from...
Yes.
Thor 2.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was trying to do. It would definitely be... Okay.
Malekith.
There we go.
I believe his name is.
Okay, very nice.
Whoa, that's some good Marvel trivia.
That is. Yeah. I feel like a fake fan.
Mm-hmm.
Although, had you said, I would have guessed which movie, clearly.
Well, yes, but to bring it out from the back of your mind.
I do not have that.
I don't know why I'm wasting brain space on what the name of the villain in Thor the Dark World is, but here we are.
But there it is. yeah, so I painted those, and that was super fun, and we had 195 trick-or-treaters before I turned out the lights. There were still some on the street. So
we had to save some candy for me.
Yeah, exactly. You were still sick. You needed candy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my nerd thing, too. And what are you drinking, Brannon?
I'm being boring and just drinking some plain old gin and bubbly.
I am drinking a beer. Sour beer from our local brewery. They canned it now.
Delicious sour beer?
Yeah, it's my favorite one.
I disagree, but okay.
It's my favorite one, though. I like it a lot. It is called... What is it actually called? Radberry. Yes.
You couldn't remember that?
No. I was going to say it's a raspberry sour. I don't remember its name.
I remember the villain from Thor the Dark World, and you can't remember the name of the beer you're drinking? Okay. Okay.
Oh, no. Okay. Let's head to the news.
Disney A News Update.
Okay, so firstly, we have quite a bit of Disneyland news. That's been, like, long time coming kind of stuff.
But we're almost there. Oh.
Nicely done. Tiana's is open.
Yeah, it is.
Well, not officially open to the public, but it is open to cast member previews, but also Magic Keys. Magic Key holders are using the virtual, boarding group.
Yeah, and is it hard to get?
It's apparently almost impossible.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. They're going still in nanoseconds.
They must not have very many then.
No, I don't think they do. And I guess it is still, like, working through some kinks and stuff like that. It's been down a little bit.
Because, like, Splash Mountain is not a slow loader.
No, but it's...
If it's running.
I don't know that it's going at full speed yet is part of it.
Yeah.
But I think they're kind of adding more and more because the 15th is going to be open to the public. And it will... They did confirm they'll be using virtual lineups, of course, for this as well.
Which makes sense.
Yes. So you can expect to be doing that if you're intending on going.
They'll expand. Your virtual queue will mean you get, like, a 40-minute wait, probably.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm sure. I'm sure. Then the other really exciting news is this has been up for about a week or two that Magic Keys have been able to go on, but just recently all the walls are down. And apparently the lighting package, some people say it's better than the one at Disney World.
Oh.
Yeah. Or, like, very similar.
It might.
But because it's such a concentrated area.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Like, it's you're right on top of the ride, whereas Disney World is kind of more spread out.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. That's the vibe I was getting. I haven't seen it yet.
Well.
But, I mean, we'll at least be walking by soon.
we're going to try our best to ride it.
We are.
And...
We're gonna try. We have a couple days where we're gonna.
I'm good at my phone.
You are.
So
you are.
We'll see.
And
we'll see.
We'll both be trying, but you are better at it than I am. But we're gonna try. But just so we know, we thought for sure because you're so good at your phone, but it's still going in seconds. So I thought it would have slowed down a little bit now, but not slowed, but
yeah, we'll see.
We're gonna try.
We're gonna
still look at how pretty it looks with everything down. Ray's Berets is also open.
Yeah, you said the walls are down, so everything.
Yes.
Ray's Berets and what's the other one?
The Critter Club. Critter
Critter stuff.
Anyway, and then the other big news is the Hungry Bear restaurant that is now the Hungry Bear Jamboree barbecue thing is reopened. And apparently...
New menu,
yes. There's a couple references to... I don't know, you would probably never have gone, but it was the ranch that they used to have kind of taken over a little part
big,
of the area.
Big Thunder Ranch or something.
Yeah, but it's part of the area where like Star Wars and stuff is now.
Big upgrade.
Yeah, but there was a barbecue place there, and I guess they took some of the recipes, like some of the things people really like the coleslaw and the baked beans and things like that. So people are very, some locals and people who remember that are
They're very excited about that.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That's good.
Apparently, the baked beans are great. The brisket is really good. Hmm. The pulled pork is really good. The ribs are meh.
I'm not a rib guy, so
me neither. And honestly, if you were like reading through the list with me, I'd be like, that's exactly what I would expect it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. The burger.
I'm surprised they have good brisket. That's tougher to do on a mass scale.
I heard was like the opening day stuff, so like everything with a grain of salt, both the good and the bad. But the big winner, I guess, is there is a banana bread pudding with dulce de leche, and apparently people are like, sell kidneys for this because it's like really good. And then the other thing, that their fries are now beer battered, I guess. And the thing I'm most excited for is the pickle lemonade. The refreshment corner had a pickle lemonade, and I loved it so much. And it was a summer thing, but it was still there when we went, and they still had it on the Halloween menu. But they're doing a strawberry pickle lemonade. So I'm not sure if the strawberry is going to mess with it too much. But, I mean, you would never think pickle and lemonade would work either. So I'm very willing to try it. Anyway, that's there.
Well, we got to go for the beer battered chips
and the banana bread pudding.
And
apparently
don't mix those two. Mostly your pickle lemonade.
Yes. So anyway, really good reviews on that one. We also have some Christmassy decor up. We talked before how snow was going on the castle,
and all the Christmas merch as well.
The Christmas merch is there.
It's basically Christmas now. It's November 1st.
It's Christmas time. We also have the new lounge in Disneyland Hotels called the Broken Spell Lounge, and that has officially opened. And that is where Steakhouse 55 used to be.
Okay.
Which is a heck of a lot better than it just sitting there empty.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, and then the big Disney news is the Lightning Lane Premier Pass.
Have we not talked
about
this?
I don't think we have.
Oh my goodness.
Because this was news after...
You know what? We might not have.
Yeah.
It seems like so long ago that...
I know.
What it was is
we were going to do a whole news episode, and then you didn't have a voice. And this would have been the crux of the whole news episode.
I thought we did talk about
this. Okay. All right.
I thought we did do a news episode.
We did, but before this.
Okay. I don't know. Anyway, I'm pretty sure... My memory where Malekith is sitting, I'm pretty sure we talked about it.
Oh, okay. Then we don't.
And I was like, this is crazy, but it's not for everybody.
You might be right, because I know the problem is we also discuss stuff like this off of the podcast.
That's why we decided to do a podcast. Yes. Cause, like, we
literally talk
sit
like
there
this all
and
the time
talk
anyway.
So whatever. But I'm pretty sure we did talk about it.
I believe you. But yeah, still
but if,
the same thing.
If
holds.
We didn't, there's a really expensive Lightning Lane, and I think it's like a self-guided VIP tour. I'm pretty sure we talked about this.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
All right. Well, anyway, that is now up and about.
Up and about.
Up and about. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, everything else is basically just Halloween wrapping up and Christmas coming.
Oh, and you said that there's a new Star Wars Land specific dining package for fireworks.
There is. And this is for... So... Let's go back in time a little bit to last nice sound effect. Last season of The Force, they brought in. It is widely known that Batuu is a good place to watch fireworks. However, it never had the sound attached to it.
No sound, no projections, no nothing.
Exactly.
Because like, it, Like, the best place to watch the fireworks is probably right in front of the castle, but you got to get there, like, 3 hours ahead of time.
Yeah,
and
so that's
not,
actually not my favorite place
not
because
really
of that.
Fun. No, yeah. like, but that would be considered the best. Mm-hmm. That's why people mm-hmm. would wait 3 hours for it.
Exactly.
And then you have, like, Main Street or whatever, and they and you can see the castle, and you can then they project things on the on the buildings and everything. But then you have Rivers of America.
Small World.
Where they have projections mm-hmm. and you can see the fireworks there. And then Small World has its own thing with, like, different projections sometimes.
Sometimes, depending on what they are. Whatever. But if not, you still get the projections on Small World.
And you can see there. And then there's some other places around the park where you can see the fireworks really good, but they don't have projections. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of by Big Thunder. You can.
That's one of my favorite places.
If you don't want to wait a whole long time, but you kind of just want to stop and look at the fireworks, just go buy Big Thunder. Yeah. I think that's great.
And there's a churro cart kind of near there. Just go get a churro, stand there, watch
some
the fireworks,
popcorn,
keep
yeah.
walking. You're
and
good.
It's very picturesque with the lights over Big Thunder at night. Yeah, really good. And then some other people had been doing this same kind of thing in Batuu.
Yes.
In Star Wars Land, you could see the fireworks really well over the spires.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to turn it into a whole Star Wars thing, which is really cool. They actually now play Star Wars music on select nights.
Yes.
And have a whole preamble with droid up in the
named
thing.
Named Bard.
And he's like telling about how everyone mm-hmm. in Batuu has a story and they're going to tell a story
and
they play lightsabers with the kids
and
stuff. It's
like
really
leading
great.
Up to
it's
it.
Great.
It's great. It's super fun. The show itself is called, the general show itself is called Fire of the Rising Moons. But I just wanted to say, if you had a chance, I mean, you only have a few days left, quite frankly, a couple weeks, I guess,
mm-hmm.
less than a couple weeks. The one they did for Halloween was so good.
Because we have now seen it a couple of times
mm-hmm.
With different fireworks shows. And they of course, they have to play off of what the main fireworks show is. So they have to change the Star Wars version. And I agree the Halloween one was better.
I agree, but I still really liked
it. They were both really good. Yeah.
But the Halloween one was like, it blew my mind.
The Halloween fireworks was better too. So
that's fair. Okay. But what's pretty exciting.
The Pixar fireworks was kind of lame.
But what's pretty exciting is there's now like a meal to go with
Docking Bay 7 specific dining package where you can get a meal at Docking Bay 7, which has excellent food.
But it always closes early.
It does close early, and it probably still closes early because you get your food beforehand, and it's kind of like a to-go thing, and then you get a reserved
Area.
Well, it's not seating, it's standing.
You
get a reserved area, just like the other dining packages for fireworks and parades and et cetera, et cetera.
Fantasmic and so on. So this is called the Docking Bay 7 Food and Cargo Nighttime Gathering. And it's $89. It's still like counter service, but
per person?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Are you ready for me to run through this?
Oh,
you can choose a seat. Unless they're out. So they have limited seats and it's a first come, first serve if you do.
Okay.
Yeah. So you order it comes with a beverage that you order, and then you gather your food rations, it says. choose a seat undercover or step out onto the patio to enjoy. So it has both and it's
That's talking about the food part. You're just eating
no,
at the restaurant.
Oh, yes. Okay, you're right.
Yeah, I know.
I just have the menu up here. Mm-hmm. So here are your menu options. Fried cheeseburger croquette bites, apricot goat cheese topped with honey, za'atar, sour cherry gel, cheddar, Monterey Jack, and pita chips.
Hmm.
There's a dragon fruit yogurt topped with lychee popping pearls and fresh blueberries. Cream puff pear of black calf cold brew and blue milk flavors. What? The unlimited fountain beverages, of course, and a specialty non-alcoholic beverages in a souvenir novelty cup.
Okay.
So that's part of the price tag on that one, right?
Oh, well, that actually
might
make it more worth it. The $89 was, like, blowing my mind because it is popular and it does get quite a few people, but it's not really hard to get a spot.
Yeah, you can walk up and get a spot pretty easily, there's a selection of wine, beer, and hard seltzer for extra purchase, of course. And it is standing view of the Falcon Overlook. And they're like, it's not every night that this happens, yeah. So be aware.
It's, well, A, they don't launch the fireworks every night, and then B, they don't do the Star Wars version every night that they do fireworks either, mm-hmm. So...
You have to reserve an arrival time between 8 and 8:30 p.m. So this is like supper you're having here.
Right. So that's actually...
When, like, but they close at 9.
Docking Bay 7 closes at 8.
At 8. Okay. So yes, yeah. The idea is they're closing up for regular, but come pick up your... Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also to remember that all members of the party, like everywhere else, must be present before you get your food and stuff. The items look super Star Warsy, and, like, this is really fun.
No, that's cool. I, with the cup included,
it's much
better, but, like, do you need two cups, really?
There is that, because, I mean, like, you're doing it, yeah.
Like, for us, I was saying, mm-hmm. like, if we were going to go do it, boy.
I mean, maybe.
for that price, you could get a lightsaber.
This is true. This is true. Yeah. You already did that.
You didn't know.
I did not. Yeah. You are correct. Yet. thank you for reminding me about that. I kind of had forgotten. So
important news.
Very important news. We love Docking Bay 7. It's one of our highest recommended places to eat in Disneyland.
The food there is very, very good.
The only complaint is that it closes early.
Why?
I don't know.
Why does it close early?
I don't know. Because there's been many times where we're like going and you're like, oh, it's going to be like an hour wait now because everyone's trying to like eat there before it closes.
And yeah. It's.
So and anyway, like, do think
and
about
Star
that.
Wars, Star Wars Land Batuu is very cool at night.
So cool.
I wish Docking Bay 7 was up until at least 10. Yeah. It should be 10.
Yeah. It is actually hard to get food in Galaxy's Edge at nighttime.
Because Roger Roasters is open.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that's what we had at like 9 p.m. one time.
Yeah, Roger Roasters is open. And then, of course, Oga's is open. But they don't really have much food there.
They have a few snacky
items. They have some snacky stuff. Yeah. You go there for the booze. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The booze and the vibes.
And the vibes. Definitely the vibes. Anything? Do you have any news?
I just gave you some.
Yes, thank you. We have another news item, but it's actually going to be our main topic. So do you want to go to that?
Let's do it.
Disney Plus and chill.
Okay. So we said Agatha's done.
Yeah.
And we are sad.
Well, no.
I'm sad.
I
loved Agatha. But we're going to talk about
it
next time.
I'm happy that we had a solid... from beginning to mostly end show.
Yeah. Speaking of mostly end, just like I said, there was a 2-episode finale, and right before episode
on
8,
Halloween. All Hallows Eve.
Yes. And just before episode 8, we had, surprise, an awesome upcoming Marvel Disney Plus trailer. Sneak peek? What are you going to call this?
So you sit down... It's Wednesday night, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, yeah, it's the day before Halloween.
Yep. I came from a spooky story kind of thing. I was all Halloweenish.
You were all Halloweenish, yep. And we're like, yeah, we got like an hour and a half worth of Agatha left.
So
and
exciting.
we're all jacked up because we had watched episode 7 the week before, mm-hmm. and everything's coming to a head.
And we're full of theories, and we're so excited.
We're just very excited, and you press play, and it's not previously on.
No.
It's coming soon to a theater near you, basically.
Basically.
It feels like when you used to go to the movies and you'd watch the trailers and it was all this new stuff and you get really excited for it.
Yeah.
I haven't had that feeling in a long time. Maybe because we don't go to movies as much anymore because we're out in the boonies and
maybe
going to the theater
is like a whole process.
Is a thing, but usually you watch trailers as they come out on YouTube or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's a totally different experience.
This was basically Marvel's slate on Disney Plus.
Yep.
For the next 6 to 8 months.
Oh, more than that.
12 months.
It had stuff until.
It's all the way till October next year.
Yeah, 12 months. No, December. It had till December 2025. But it didn't have an exact date for the December one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it just says December.
What's this? what's December next year?
The last one we're going to talk about.
Okay. I don't remember, so.
The one that shocked me.
Shocking.
Because I was like, oh, I didn't care about that. Now I'm super excited for it.
Is that December?
That's just December 2025.
Okay. Well,
they did their job.
The thing I'll say okay. is that they've highlighted December and October as important times for a Disney Plus show to come out.
So smart, though.
For Marvel, anyway. Yes. For at least the past couple of years mm-hmm. and the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Can we also just say this trailer was really well directed?
Edited.
Yes, well edited.
You don't direct a trailer. You edit a trailer.
It was edited, and then we found out that it was edited by the same person, company?
Person.
Who edited the initial teaser of Wakanda Forever that is, like, one of the best.
And some other things.
Yes,
but like,
that one always, like, literally I teach that as, like, using emotion in film when I teach film studies.
Very, very good trailer. So, anyway, this person is very good at trailers.
Yes, apparently. So, kudos, and it did its job. So, we are actually going to talk about everything that we saw in this.
All the things. In chronological release order.
Chronological release order.
Watch the trailer. They kind of mash it together. Because it's a Disney Plus trailer. It's not a specific property trailer. But it works really well because they kind of play off the meta-ness of Deadpool because that's who introduces it.
Yes, and that is the first thing we see. And this is also, I think it's on the splash screen or the banner or something. Deadpool and Wolverine is coming to Disney Plus November 12th.
Very soon.
Yes, they are building it now. And like you said, it builds off the meta thing. So the beginning-ish, when Deadpool, this is in the trailer also for Deadpool, like it's not a spoiler, but he's walking through the TVA and you see clips.
Yeah, so Deadpool gets kidnapped to the TVA and they're in like a control room and there's in the movie itself, there's clips of various MCU movies. Mm-hmm. It's a whole meta thing. And this, instead, they have like the Disney Plus logo pops up. And then they have little clips of the coming Disney Plus shows. It works really well.
So super well. So let's jump right into it. The next thing we have coming from Marvel on Disney Plus, I'm so excited. What If? Third season. This is daily episodes. So this is what they did last year. And this is coming, it's starting December 22nd.
So basically exactly what they did last year. It's going to be your holiday season daily show watching. I wonder if they have a Christmas episode
I was just about to say, do you think they will?
I don't know. Because, like, I mean, last year's was the Christmas Eve release was perfect.
It was so good. But it's like, what else can they
do? I don't know. I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. But I love What If, and I'm really sad that this is the last season. This one is as good as the last season.
Oh, my goodness. I love What If. And What If was one that I was way back when they're like, oh, and then there's a show coming. I was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Like, we'll put it on and whatever. Oh, my goodness. So good. So I'm optimistic about this one. And again, yeah, sad. Can you not just keep this going forever? I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. There's a lot of good things about animation. Budget is probably not one of them. It's actually pretty expensive to do animation. Right. Like, good animation. You can do cheap animation for cheap, but good animation.
Yeah, which you pay for.
Which, What If, is pretty darn good animation, I would say. It costs a pretty penny, and then you do have the voice actors, which is cheaper than the live action version,
but still
you're getting
some.
Most of the A-listers in there for it, so I don't know. I guess it just wasn't worth continuing.
If Marvel Animation,
maybe
down the road, or they'll do like a special or a spotlight or something. That might be fun.
No, they're not gonna do spotlight.
Damn it.
But yeah, maybe down the road they'll pick it up. Like, that's something, like, What If it's self-contained, so you can always just do some more later.
Or maybe have Marvel Animation, like the creators behind it, attached to another project that's going to be just as awesome or something.
Well, they do seem to be expanding into different animation avenues, which is going to be on the list as well.
That's where I was segueing.
Segueing.
Yes. So speaking of the next, there's also Marvel Animation coming January 29th, and this is Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. The animation for this also looks very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. I used to watch the heck out of I think it was called The Amazing Spider-Man, yeah, which is the old cartoon.
I watched a fair bit of that with my brother too.
Late 80s, early 90s, mm-hmm, kind of thing where you got the theme song, yes, from. Hopefully, like X-Men 97, they do a nod to that, yeah, old theme song.
Give an homage here. Yes. Also, we should watch X-Men and then X-Men 97.
We should.
But that's a big project.
That's a big project. Yeah. It's good, though. Like, I actually started watching the original X-Men myself, and it was even better than, yeah, I remembered. Like, oh, it holds up.
Nice. And plus, you probably appreciate it more now, too, right? Like,
yeah,
not
I think
straight
I do.
Up entertainment, and I, you're like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah, I think I do. I think I do.
Hmm. So, again, that comes January 29th, 2025. And obviously, that's not daily. The only daily one is What If. Then we have, oh man, so excited. March 4th, 2025, we have Daredevil Born Again. Oh man, okay.
So, this was kind of the bulk of the trailer. Like,
yes,
most of the footage in this whole combined
was
trailer
from this one and then the next one. But yeah, this was a big piece.
And fair enough, this has been gestating for
a
long time.
And it shoots really nicely in those montages that are make up the beginning and the end.
Well, this has the most footing under it as well, because
true,
basically they've confirmed it as more or less a continuation of the Netflix series. Everyone's back.
Speaking of, we did see Punisher in this teaser.
We did, yes. And like, he was confirmed.
He was, but
as
we
coming
saw
back,
him now.
But like, to have it in the trailer, I guess if it's already confirmed, that's fine.
Yeah, but I don't know. That we makes didn't me, see Foggy, make, and we didn't see, like, we didn't see other people other than Fisk, of course.
Well, we saw Vanessa.
Oh yes, that's true. And Vanessa's back. Like, literally, they got everyone.
Everyone.
Which.
It makes you wonder who, mm-hmm, else, like, what else is coming?
Because you know,
are they gonna be purely focused on Daredevil, or are they gonna have a little?
You have a
is
theory.
It gonna be more? Is it gonna be more Daredevil season two when they started introducing the Defender type?
Who do you want to see if you had a wish list?
So.
Who would be
there's
top?
A clip in the trailer, mm-hmm, where Daredevil's getting thrown through a window, and it's clearly Josie's bar, which was a big location throughout all of the Defenders
true
shows. And so it's an easy link up. Like, they're in that world.
Yeah.
I think we're getting Jessica Jones and or Luke Cage.
Ooh. So I said I think they'd go for Luke Cage first. And then, yeah, the bar scene, like, one of those two characters hangs out at a bar a lot, and it is Jessica Jones.
I mean, they both kind of do.
Yeah, well, if I had my, I love them both. If I had my wish, though, it'd be Jessica Jones. She was my favorite. I love her more than Daredevil.
Season one of Jessica Jones
was amazing.
Might be my favorite Marvel-based TV property.
I do not blame you at all.
It was so good. Daredevil was very good as well, but mm-hmm, I like Luke Cage's character
a lot. And that's totally fair. I think the Daredevil series by itself was better than the Jessica Jones series by itself, but Jessica Jones season one was better than any of it.
Yes, Daredevil had a little bit more longevity. It mm-hmm had it had its own dips.
But it came back.
Jessica Jones fell off a lot after season one. Unfortunately,
they had this amazing villain. And anyway, yeah, we do have an episode on the Defenders, actually.
Oh boy, that
way
was a long time
yeah
ago.
Yeah. But I do agree, Luke Cage and Luke Cage's story is so cool, and that is the one I actually wanted to see more before they like canceled all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, he only had the one standalone season.
I thought he did two.
Did he do two?
I think so.
Maybe. Okay. Well, that just goes to show you how bad the first half, where Mahershala Ali, who's allegedly going to be blind, that was the news that we didn't talk about in the news section, where they've quietly removed Blade from the 2025 release calendar.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was, because we did talk about when it was Comic-Con and they had, like, the big news. They didn't, we noticed that Blade was not on there.
It was still on the release calendar, though.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
No, they've removed it from the release calendar. Because, like,
I can't say I'm surprised.
Like, movie studios have to plant releases. They actually, that was the other news. We're having a mini news section here.
Pause. News. Yes.
was it 2026 or 2027? I don't know. They have planted their flag on three dates of unknown Marvel movies, like untitled Marvel release.
But you know what? We were talking when we were looking at what they had. It
must be 2027 because they have the Avengers movies are 2026.
They
already
have at least one space, though, in 2026 where they should release something if they're following their norm.
I think it's 2027.
Interesting. Okay.
Three.
That's good to know. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we can't even do conjecture with this because it's all going to depend on what happens with Fantastic Four. And anyway... there is also a show that we know is in the works that wasn't, like, part of this teaser, and we think that's coming in 2026, speaking of future, but we can talk about that after.
Yes, we sure can.
Okay, so Daredevil Born Again, what did you think about the slot for this? Like, what's your initial, other than who else is showing up?
Daredevil, well, not, like... not a hero that I grew up with, like one of the best TV shows.
So good.
Really good. And Charlie Cox, like, embodies that character.
I was going to say, and he is. But also, think about the rest of the cast in there. Are they not all just perfectly cast?
So good.
I was like, can you picture anyone else's Fisk now?
I'm just so happy.
They got everyone.
I'm very happy. Absolutely. I'm everybody. Very happy that we're everyone. Going back to that world and I'm, like they
and
saved
Punisher.
It.
There's only one Punisher in my mind now. we've seen other ones, but it's like, who? What?
They all nailed it and they're coming back, so I'm very excited.
This one I'm super, super excited for. The next one that we spent a fair bit of time in the teaser for in terms of action scenes is we have Ironheart coming June 24th, 2025.
Right, and this is interesting because this has also been gestating for a long time.
Yeah.
They apparently shot it back to back with Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
Which means this has been shot a long time ago.
I can't believe it's taken this long to release.
Is a bad sign. Like, yeah. That's
no,
a bad
it
sign.
Is. It is a bad
I'm
sign.
Very kind of concerned
Me
about
too.
It, but the trailer made it look like I was like, yeah, that looks like fun.
The trailer made it look fun. I liked Riri, liked that she was cool.
She's a cool character.
Way back when they announced Ironheart in Wakanda Forever, and then she was like, I didn't dislike seeing her or anything like that. I've always been very meh about Ironheart, and I don't know that my opinion on that has changed, and the delay is not reinforcing that. However, I was also very meh on Ms. Marvel, and I adored Ms. Marvel.
Ms. Marvel is good, but however, I would say the villain in Ironheart looks interesting.
I totally agree.
So,
totally
we'll see.
Agree.
We'll see. We'll see how it comes
also,
out.
Also, some of the rumors about who else is going to be in here, I'm like, it's not making me want to watch it more. It's making me go like, what are they doing?
Yeah. Do you want to talk
about
what those rumors?
I do. Okay.
So, apparently, Mephisto's going to be in Ironheart as well, which
makes no sense.
No sense tonally. But, okay.
Just because he showed up in a comic book run where there's like a connection with... like, well, there's a connection. Doesn't mean he needs to show up in the story. But we do have Sacha Baron Cohen has been confirmed that he's playing Mephisto in the MCU. But it is heavily rumored that he's going to be in Ironheart. And I'm just like,
why?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
No sense. It's totally different. It's totally wrong. Anyway.
We'll see.
Maybe.
I will reserve judgment, but I will judge.
Yeah, I totally agree. As excited as I am for Daredevil Born Again is like as neutral as I am for Ironheart.
Mm.
And I like, I'm not going to watch it. I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
But I'm really excited for Daredevil.
We're not the ones you need to convince.
No,
on
no,
that.
It's true. That's so true. I'm also really excited because the next thing, well, actually, there's a very, very short Marvel animation. It's just four episodes and on August 6th. there's Eyes of Wakanda comes out, and this is just like a 4-episode animated look at history stories connected to Wakanda.
Yeah, it's kind of like Wakanda through the years.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, a little bit of history there. This is a blip on my calendar. I will watch it, and
the animation style looks really cool. And I'll be interested to see what kind of history they show Wakanda interacting with, like, because I enjoy alternative history, and that's what Agreed. This would have to be, because like Wakanda's a made up place, and see how they interact with historical Actual events. History, yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, we've talked before that when they first announced Loki, that's kind of what we were anticipating, and could have done more of.
Yeah, I like that mm-hmm. stuff. So I'm hopeful that they do a good job of that.
But we're going to stick with Marvel Animation because this one I'm very excited for. You said there are two important timelines. They like they like Halloween and they like holidays, Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So next Halloween, it just says October 2025 in time for Halloween. We have from Marvel Animation, Marvel Zombies. And this is building off the What If episode in season one. Episode 5? Does that sound right?
I believe it was episode 5, but...
Where, the zombie what episode. If zombies?
What if zombies? And so they're doing a whole series, and I believe it's just not building off of that. It's just like kind of a sequel to that. Yeah. So it's going to be in that universe.
There was like a comic run of it, or at least a comic book of it.
Yes, that's what it was based on. But like, this one is a direct sequel to the What If episode, and they just continue in that same universe.
So we don't know how many episodes this is or the exact date. It just says in time for Halloween, October 2025.
Heck, it might be just like
it might be
a long like special or something. Yeah, we don't know.
Totally could be.
But I don't know. That's fun.
I'm very excited for that. It wasn't my very favorite What If episode ever, but it was very high on the list.
It's very fun. It's just fun.
It's a great concept. And then the other one we don't have a date for, but we do know is coming December 2025. Original live-action series, Wonder Man.
Okay, so that is December.
That is December 2025. So basically what this has given us is the rest of 2024, which is just like one
and then
thing.
The next
and then
year.
The entire year.
Yeah. Which is, that's the way to kind of
do
things.
I think so. It's the right timing for it.
I was... Like, Wonder Man's been bubbling under the surface for a long time.
I kind of forgot it existed, and then it would, like, show up every once in a while.
I don't know when they shot it either, because I think they shot it a while ago as well. COVID and the writer's strike kind of messed things up in general.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I don't want to speculate, but I was not excited for it, but this trailer made me...
Yeah, I was just like, oh, what the
Very
heck is this?
Very excited for it.
Oh my goodness. This was, I don't even know how long, like, what, 30 seconds? And I'm beside myself excited for this show now.
Yeah.
So it seems like the concept is we're following an actor who's, like, auditioning for the role of Wonder Man.
In-universe TV show.
Yeah.
Or movie, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. And, yeah, he wants to be Iron Man. Mm. He wants to be Wonder Man.
Yeah.
Really badly, and we don't know much about the plot, but the really important thing is that
there's
a very important MCU actor helping him take on the role, and that is Ben Kingsley as Trevor Slattery.
Academy Award winning Ben Kingsley.
Yes.
Sir Ben Kingsley.
Sir Ben Kingsley. Sorry, pardon me. Pardon me, Sir Ben Kingsley.
I saw him, and I think I screamed.
Oh, so very exciting.
I'm so excited. Which, I mean, that totally makes sense, right?
It does.
If you're going to bring in a random character who is an actor, who else are you bringing in?
No, that...
It's like the perfect...
It's very good, and it continues his redemption arc from Iron Man 3 that, like, upset a lot of people.
Yes.
Which, whatever. But in Shang-Chi, he was awesome.
He was amazing. Yeah, that's very true. He was
and,
amazing.
This is, like, kind of in that vein again. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully,
I got very
good
vibes from this few seconds we got. December 2025, we're getting Wonder Man. So, that's pretty cool.
And,
mm-hmm.
It's apparently being directed and or show run by the director of Shang-Chi, so that, like, are we going to get some Shang-Chi in this?
Well, that's the other thing I'm wondering, because I'm like, if we're seeing this in October 2024, what aren't we seeing for December 2025?
Get me some Simu Liu right now.
And
right now.
That wouldn't be that weird of a stretch to have, because he's not off on a planet or anything that. He's not traveling through a multiverse. He's, like, grounded right now. Like, he's local-ish.
Sorta. I don't know.
And the connection with Trevor and the director. Come on.
Yeah, he's got, he knows Trevor, and, like, maybe he's just, like, he used to live in New York. Maybe he's hanging out in L.A., and they're shooting this stuff, and maybe his sister's causing trouble with the Ten Rings.
Yeah.
Terrorists organization. Who knows? I don't know.
So you do know something, though, about what the actor has said.
Well, I do, actually. Yes. Yeah, Simu Liu was the keynote speaker for my CPA convention this year. Because he used to be an accountant. Did you know that?
I did not, but that's amazing.
He
I literally did not know that.
Yeah, so he
I was like, you got a cool actor, that's neat.
No, he was an articling student at Deloitte for 3 months and flamed out while he was living in his parents' basement and decided to go pursue his acting dreams and got cast on Kim's Convenience, and the rest is history, I guess.
Apparently.
It was kind of awkward because the keynote speech that he gave was kind of like, accounting's boring, and
I became a famous actor.
And sucks to be accountants, I guess.
Accountants.
Anyway, but beside the point, at the end of the keynote speech, the interviewer was like kind of asking him, oh, like, what are you doing next? And he was like, can't say that. You'll just have to tune in next year, I guess.
Which tells you there's something coming.
He's
involved in something.
He's working on something, and it was like, he confirmed it was like, Disney won't let me say that. Basically what he said.
I was gonna say, even if he hadn't said that, for that whole I can't say that, that's clearly a Marvel thing.
Yeah. So there's something going on, and it would make sense. I don't know. Do you want to bring in that big of a hero to Wonder Man? I don't know, but whatever, it doesn't matter. I will say the little clips of Wonder Man made it look very Wes Anderson-y.
Oh, interesting. I kind of want to watch it again now to, like, look at that.
It felt that way to me. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's just the way it was edited. I don't know.
Right.
But
interesting. Well, I like Wes Anderson, so that's not a bad thing. And if you're trying to do this whole, like, meta, tongue-in-cheek kind of...
Well, it should be... Wonder Man, I think, in the comics is more of a comedy than anything. Like,
that might fit really well.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Whatever. But hopefully we get some good stuff at the end of next year, too.
Yeah, exciting. Okay, so I just have a question for you before we wrap up here. That was it. Like, and then we had montage, and then yay, Disney Plus.
I'm so glad we had a short episode, like we discussed.
Is it really long? Oh, yeah, I guess so. But just before I ask you a question.
Yes?
I do have a question to ask you. Just before I do that, 2026, I am going to call it that we're getting a White Vision show. Because we know one's coming, and it wasn't on this list.
Yeah, so this is the slate for 2025. We know for a fact that there is a Vision Quest or whatever it's going to be called show in the works as the third part of the trilogy that goes WandaVision, Agatha, Vision.
Yeah.
And it's apparently going to be starting to shoot soon, according to Paul Bettany.
Okay, so we know Paul Bettany has been confirmed to come back as Vision, of course. Or, sorry, White Vision, of course. We know someone else is in it.
They the
Is it confirmed?
Confirmed, quote unquote.
Oh, okay.
There's not been an announcement, but like it's in the papers, trades kind of thing. James Spader is going to be back as Ultron,
which I'm obsessed with.
Give me more Ultron. Like, that was the perfect casting.
Yeah, it was. And they just tried to... Yeah. We've talked about this before.
Well, yes.
But it was the perfect
casting. The age of Ultron lasting, like, 2 business days is not...
Yeah.
It's not it. But anyway, yes.
But it was perfect casting.
It was perfect casting.
And it was... Yeah, so give me more of that, please.
Like, it still gives me chills walking through... the Guardians of the Galaxy queue with the Ultron bot, and he starts singing the No Strings on Me.
No strings. I'm like, ah.
Yeah. Perfect.
It is. It's amazing. They took his voice. It's perfect.
So, yeah. That's cool. We got a lot of promising future.
That's down the road, and we don't have a date on that. We can hypothesize about
other
things.
But not the Witch's Road.
No, that's down a different road.
A different road.
We can hypothesize about other things coming, but we have the slate now for 2025. What are you most excited for? This is my question for you.
Daredevil.
Fair. What are you second most excited for?
Well, I'm excited we're getting What If so soon. Yeah. That's what I'm excited.
I thought we had nothing left in 2024, honestly.
Yeah.
I love having the Christmas, like... The daily, I mean, I know we don't get to watch it daily or anything like that.
I wish we had a nice, calm, relaxing Christmas where we could watch it. But that's not our life right now. But
we will binge it still during Christmas break.
Yeah. Probably it'll be nice. Before New Year's.
Yeah.
In that.
That's what we did last year.
Kind of dead zone time.
Yeah, exactly. Where time has no meaning.
That is the week between Christmas and New Year's is unparalleled. If you don't have to work and you don't have any obligations, that week is the best.
Yeah, time has no meaning. You're like having cookies for breakfast, but it's also kind of supper because, again, time has no meaning.
You're drinking and eating like the biggest slob in the world.
Yeah, they say you're rotting now.
So good.
Yeah, so we'll watch it in that slate of time there, but looking forward to it. So that's our show this week, our super short episode, apparently. Thank you, Elmiel, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. It helps others find us and also makes you an awesome person. So if you want to be an awesome person, that is another thing. 'Tis the season. If you write a new review for us, feel free to send us, Instagram's probably the best option, but we also Facebook Messenger, your mailing address, and we'll send you a Christmas card.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Green giant.
No, that's something different.
Darn. So close.
So next episode, like we talked about, we are going to be running through Agatha All Along, so consider this your spoiler warning. I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney
I remember the villain from Thor: The Dark World, and you can't remember the name of the beer you're drinking? Okay.